In 1965, with only 600,000 yen, a 24-year-old Japanese man set off from Osaka, Japan, on his grand tour of Europe to study architecture. His name was Tadao Ando. Little did he know that 30 years later, he would win the Pritzker Architecture Prize, the Nobel Prize of the profession. Ando did not take the straight and narrow path to become an architect. He toiled as a truck driver and was even a boxer for a while. Ando had no formal training in architecture. He was self-taught, pulling information from books and visiting the actual buildings he read about. For him, traveling was a spiritual journey that allowed him to see, think, and create. During his teenage years, Ando apprenticed to a local carpenter and built a variety of wooden models. He created ships, airplanes, and other objects out of wood. Browsing through a used bookstore one day, he came across a book of Le Corbusier's sketches. Finding himself deeply inspired by Le Corbusier, Ando traced the drawings in the book repeatedly until the pages turned black. Ando tried to further his studies by apprenticing for designers and city planners. However, in his own words, "I was never a good student. I always preferred learning things on my own, outside class." And so, still wet behind the ears, he started visiting tea houses in Kyoto and Nara to observe traditional Japanese architecture. He kept detailed sketches of what he saw. With the combination of these observations and his wondrous imagination, Ando was able to create his own architectural style.